Okay, it is the rundown. It is Monday, January 7th. We cannot talk about the subjects, I don't think. I think you're going to have to get a rundown suspension, Kevin. We've gone back and forth on it, but the subject too light, too easy. Your front page news from People Magazine for all the wrong reasons. So for the first time, maybe, has anyone ever been suspended?
I think Trent was suspended once, but yeah, I think this is going to be the first real suspension.
We're going to give you a 2-week rundown suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Just not even necessarily like private life, but seems weird to be talking about these subjects. Yeah.
It's fair.
So
boot the elephant in the room out.
Yeah, you're an elephant.
You're the elephant in the room.
You're gonna be the elephant for the foreseeable. Not funny. Julie.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, that's Wally Pitt, by the way, the celebration.
Yeah.
So we'll bring in Julie. You're out. We're gonna switch this out. Or if you didn't know, we talked about it on Parcel Radio, but read People Magazine, Daily News,
Time's
New York
up,
Post,
bitches.
Every major publication. Kevin's an adulterer, and it's all over the place. All right.
Finally.
Welcome to the big break.
Yeah. I'm benefiting from this right now. I'm really happy about it.
At least someone is.
It's a new day.
Yeah, Wally Pep. No, it's never know. Never know.
Sorry,
it is
Kevin.
Brought to you by SeatGeek. Use the code RUNDOWN. Get $10 off your first order. This is instant. We all use SeatGeek for all ticket needs. We need playoff tickets, NHL, college hoops. What else? NBA.
Comedy, theater.
Everything. $10 code rundown instantly. Okay, let's get into this. NFL wild card weekend. Dan, we'll start with you. Thoughts on anything that happened this weekend?
Falcons are back.
They are back.
The
But are they good or are the Panthers bad?
No, the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think the Falcons.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
like
I don't even know
together.
How to do that. This is how delusional. Yeah. I bet the Rams. I bet the Rams over. I bet Rams. The Rams sank my ship.
I thought they were going to pull it out, but they fucked it up.
The Falcons now go to Philly, which I think they should be able to win that because I have no trust in Nick Foles. Blake Bortles is amazing.
That first half,
he was playing.
Him running was
hurricane
incredible.
Conditions. The wind was out of control. Tony Romo told us many times it's hard to throw in wind. Gusts up to 5 to 7 miles an hour.
From me to you, by the way. He was missing.
Gutted
passes.
It out.
We love what
he
Blake
gutted
was.
It out.
Maybe the worst first half any quarterback's ever had.
He gutted it out and got a win's a win.
He played decent. The second
yeah, a win's a win. And then the Titans surprised, I think, everyone with that was the Mariota that I thought, you know, was there. And that was the pass to himself. The Chiefs just kind of crumbling like a silent death. It was weird how they
You could
just
tell
collapsed.
With like Bortles at the end when Peterman came in, he was just like, oh man. He had so much swag, like he had it going. There was a ton of huge injuries though that like
I'm not gonna pretend I know what that made any sense. When Peterman came in, Bortles acted like he had swag.
Yeah. He was like, oh, they have no fucking chance.
Oh, he was laughing.
Well,
how could you not laugh at that one possession where this ball snapped to him. He was shocked he had the ball, even though he's the quarterback. Right. He, like, scrambled around, and then he got the first down, and no one around him just fumbled to himself just out of, like almost like, oh, what do I do here? Oh, okay, I'll just fumble because I'm Nathan Peterman. But, yeah, the Bills, I feel bad for Bills Mafia, but then again, like, they didn't actually think they were going to win that game, right?
Only a field goal, too, to
that's
come away
tough,
with that.
That's a tough game against a really good defense.
The Bills Mafia, the videos that were coming out, of them taking over. I don't know how many. It didn't seem as many in the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, they may have just shown up to go through tables. And when it makes it, do you see, like, Bill Cowher, like, go through tables like his fist?
Yeah.
Herman. Oh. Here's the Indian.
Foley. Herman.
Buffalo. Yeah. Buffalo.
Oh. When, like, the main shows are now, I think, to my knowledge, that's the first time mainstream media has talked about the mafia table.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you know
that it's not cool anymore.
It to use a phrase that my dad stole from me, which is well known, like that's when it maybe jumped the shark.
Yeah.
When Bill Cowher is going
Wait,
through,
you came up with jump the shark?
No, but we had a rundown in the past where I used it. I said something had jumped the shark, and my dad then right after said, I don't want to use a phrase maybe you've never heard of, but this may have jumped the shark. I'm like, wait, I just said that. And he like zoned out. He's like, I didn't hear you say it. Whatever, that's a throwback.
It's at the point now where if there's no fire involved, it's not real.
Do you see the Jags fan who caught fire?
Who caught fire and just didn't realize that he was still on fire?
He knew, but he didn't seem to know how to put it out.
Yeah.
He just sprinted away.
Stop, drop, and roll.
And someone yelled it. I actually don't, like, that guy could be dead. Like, he was fully on fire,
just
sprinting.
A lot, yeah. And then the Saints-Vikings game is going to be the best game next weekend. I'm very excited for that.
The Patriots versus the Titans.
It's going to be a blowout.
Is.
Like, even the Chiefs, you would have had a little bit of nerves. To be like, what if they just repeat what they did week one? But the Titans.
Drama.
It is maybe, like, I don't think they should play Gronk. I'm not just saying that. I would not play Gronk.
Him?
Yeah, same for the AFC Championship.
Yeah, but then you might fuck yourself. But
how?
If you take them too lightly, blah, blah, blah.
No. The Tennessee Titans stink. Like, the Tennessee Titans
stink. And Travis Kelce, that game changes if Travis Kelce doesn't go out. Yeah. Like, that's the one guy they can't lose.
People
was pretty bad.
Wildly upset at me online because I did a tweet after I got knocked out being like, because I've had this like Kelce Gronk thing the whole season.
Which I don't really think is...
Kelce's trying to be Gronk?
Not many people actually... That's not like a real narrative.
No, it is for me.
It is for you, but I don't think I don't think anyone who watches football says Travis Kelce is better than Gronk.
Check early in the season.
September.
Yeah, there was a
They were like Travis Kelce could be as good as Gronk, but I don't think anyone
there was media.
Well, they're idiots because
it wasn't just like Twitter people.
But that's one of those takes.
Bleacher Report had
That's one of those takes that's like okay, you just don't watch football then. Like, Travis Kelce's a very good tight end. He's not Gronk.
So I tweeted on that, and it was like, I mean, yeah, it's a concussion. It wasn't my concussion. It was funny the way he was like stumbling around, and I said that's the difference between Gronk and Kelce.
Sort of, really.
No, that was funny.
I don't know, man. He got fucking smoked in the side of the head.
All the concussions this weekend,
come
like,
on, that was funny.
Make you feel.
It was. I mean.
We can't see. Yeah, no, the concussion is bad, but it was funny, his reaction.
But just being knocked out.
You're saying when Stan Humphries used to get knocked out and have the weirdest face in the world?
Yeah, I guess it's like one of those things where, I don't know. I mean, that one.
There's a lot of things here that aren't great that we laugh at.
Yeah, no. I know.
So do you laugh at like Cam or Taylor or any of these guys?
I didn't think Cam's was funny at all. Okay, I just thought him like stumbling punch drunk was kind of funny.
I think it was. It's one of those things that's funny. You just kind of keep to yourself funny.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, so.
We know.
I tweeted out that's the difference between Kelce and Gronk. If that was Gronk, the guy who hits him is concussed, Kelce gets concussed, and people were not probably same reason. Like, oh, you can't talk about concussions. Like, listen, I don't wish the concussion.
Well, they were pissed because they probably thought you were being serious.
Well, those people are dumb.
Yes,
very dumb, very dumb.
Yeah.
Shefty, by the way, was pissed about the concussion protocol. He raised his voice big time.
Everyone was pretty upset about
the Cam thing when they saw him got poked in the eye.
Yeah,
that was a joke.
The fourth down of the season. How many times are you talk about whether it's a reaction or overreaction? Whether it's Russell Wilson or Tom Savage or Jacoby Brissett or Cam, every week we talk about this.
That means it's wrong.
It's enough.
Yep. Right.
I had.
You know it's a joke. Like, they're not going to really. I don't understand why people. It feels like everyone's like stuck in this weird spot where they're like, the game has changed so much, it's not the same game. But then they also want everyone to go out when they might have a concussion. Which one is it?
I think, it's just hypocrisy of it all.
I think they got to go out.
Got to go out.
Okay, but like then everyone's like, well, the game's changed so much and like you can't hit like you used to hit. Like,
I'd actually be curious on studies. Like, you
got
to stop concussions.
You got to go out. But
everyone's getting concussed.
If they like look at him and he passes the test, what are we supposed to be like? Well, because he looked a little concussed, we shouldn't like. I'm not a doctor. Just because I think a guy's concussed, if he goes in the fucking tent and he's not concussed, why can't he come back in the game? Everyone just deciding what a concussion is without, like, any kind of, you know, they're like, oh, that was a big hit. He's concussed. Like, Travis Kelce obviously was concussed.
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what's going on inside that tent. Like, and a lot of teams would want those guys to come back. And if they look sort of okay, maybe debatable,
I know,
they're going to want to bring him back in.
But who...
Is the tent the number one trend of, like, 2017? Where do the tents come from?
But here's my...
Now they're everywhere. High schools have them now.
Here's my problem is, everyone wants the concussion protocol to be, like, perfect. It's never going to be perfect And if they have it in place and we're going to trust the doctors, let's trust the doctors instead of being like, that guy's obviously concussed because he got hit hard, even though the doctors looked at him and he was okay. Like, I don't know
but
where...
but it's team doctors, so then it can be, like, debatable sort of...
Yeah, I think they've changed
shit.
It a little bit so that, like, NFL guys are involved.
And then he came back in? Like, some of these guys that...
Was Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy.
Good. But
that,
he was convulsing.
Yeah.
Like, that was... I mean, that one's a little
I
bit more
say,
clear.
I will say, Cam is also somewhat misleading because he actually gets concussed whenever he gets hit.
He does get hit so hard,
but he
though.
But
he's a monster.
He loves, like, playing up everything.
But that one hit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he stands in there and fucking gets smoked.
I had that game. I had Carolina win. I had the over win. And I had Carolina money line,
how about,
which would have been huge
how
for
about
me.
Blackjack? He's on fire.
I can't win. I have anything. Everything I do.
Wait till you see Blackjack on Thursday.
1-3.
And then you'll start betting on Blackjack.
Do you bet tonight?
I should retire. We'll get to that. Well, that's a perfect segue.
Okay.
Great
there
job.
You go.
Tonight, national championship. It's always, first of all, weird because I feel like I've been going nonstop. Wildcard weekend, you want to take a breath. It's like, oh, tomorrow's a national championship, and it probably starts, my guess, I don't know what time, probably like 9:15.
No, I looked. It starts at 8, thank God.
Really?
I thought the same thing as you. I was like, it must start at 9:30.
Oh, that's an early start, then that's good.
But I don't know if that's real 8, if it's like...
It hasn't felt like a whole lot of attention like leading up to this.
Because it's SEC fatigue. Like, SEC fatigue is real. And we joke about conferences, but... Two teams that play in the same league playing for a national title, like, there's not going to be as much, you know.
National
if this
attention.
Was Oklahoma versus Alabama, this would be a huge, huge deal.
And always when the NFL playoffs start, it's like people kind of shift.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It has the
maybe
stuff.
Maybe it should end beforehand.
It's hard with the playoffs. So who do you have tonight? What is the line?
I think
4.5?
Alabama.
It was 3.5. Now it's 4 as of right now.
Alabama.
I like the idea of Alabama winning and it just being like, fuck the whole playoff committee.
Yeah,
because
they never win anything.
No, but it's like the whole thing's just a mess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like, well, Nick Saban being like, here's my big dick. I won, see?
You mean because, but it wouldn't screw it. I feel like it actually confirms because they put him in.
Yeah.
But then they still win. They still beat Georgia. Then it doesn't matter. Like, you know, everyone said, oh, they shouldn't have been in, but they're like,
but then they prove that they should have been in. So wouldn't that be like the reverse?
Well, you can never prove that they should have been in because you can
never
prove.
Well, if they got blown out.
Because Ohio State didn't get in. So you can never prove. That's like an argument that anyone could ever make is like Ohio State didn't have their
chance. But Ohio State didn't even look that good against USC, to be honest.
What?
What are you looking at me like that for?
I mean, that they kicked the shit out of USC defensively.
I mean, yeah, but USC like pretty much held Ohio State didn't move the ball either.
Yeah, I know, but USC like that was an absolute demolition. Like if they played that game 100 times, Ohio State wins out 100 times.
I don't know if
the way they played defense.
Like, yeah, but I mean
they couldn't block them for shit.
But I mean Ohio State didn't move the ball at all.
I mean Ohio State's offense we know has struggled, but I think Alabama's offense struggles. If Alabama's offense played like they did against Clemson, they're gonna have a tough night.
So who do you have tonight?
I think I'm going to take Georgia. I'm going to take the under in Georgia.
Who's
it's going to be a shitty game.
Who's Blackjack F?
He's got Alabama in the under.
Alabama in the under. All right. I think I'm going to go Bama. I'm trying to retire.
Under?
It's the problem is that
what's
it's
the total?
That hook. Like 3.5 is...
What's the total?
45.5.
That's so low. It's like you think
you
you're doing good.
You can't have a college
football
play.
And speaking of the segues on this has been surreal. This is brought to you by MyBookie. So if you want to bet on tonight's game and you haven't got down yet, use the code RUNDOWN. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. NFL playoffs are here, obviously, tonight. National championship game. MyBookie.ag. Give it a try. MyBookie makes it easy to deposit, even easier to cash out your winnings fast. You play, you win, you get paid. So tonight, line 3.5.
I want it. I have not done that kind of stuff yet, like bookie shit. I know you guys all do. What would be a bet for a first timer? Like $20 on a game?
Why don't you give me your money and I'll take care of it.
Here is Julie, as much as my bookie were saying bet, I never tell anyone to bet. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me not happy as a human.
No, it's a
so
bad.
So I would never, it's like, here, you want some
Coke? It's a bad.
Like, that's like, no thanks.
It's a bad scene. It's a bad scene.
Bad scene.
We're in the depths of it too right now, like coming off bowl season. You got and college basketball starting. College basketball.
I was talking to PFT about it, and he's like,
dagger.
"You'll pay attention to stuff you normally wouldn't."
That's true.
Did you see Iowa State versus Oklahoma State? I had Iowa State plus 7.5. They were winning all game, and then they fucking went to overtime, and they like missed a shot late, and Oklahoma State ended up winning like 8 in overtime, and I like that's just that shit like will just put you in a spiral for weeks.
I had, and this is you will pay attention because I'm sure
he remembers that game like that.
I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure I'm one of the few who realized that late on Sunday night when. What it was on TV, there's a bunch of stuff, but I'm watching Arizona State at Utah.
Yep.
And I had Utah +3, and they were kind of winning close second half. They got the ball down two with 15 seconds left, shoot a three that, when I say I think went in and somehow put back out, it did it. Ball went out of bounds. It looked like it was off Arizona State. They said off Utah. They go to the replay. Inconclusive. I think it went off the Arizona State guy's hair. Whatever. Fine. They give the ball back to Arizona State. So I have Utah +3. It's now 3 seconds left. Arizona State ball one. They inbound it. They missed the guy twice. Yeah. Game over.
Yeah.
Zero. So what do? They go to the replay and say the foul. They put 0.4 seconds back on the clock and put an 85% free throw shooter at the line. The game was over. They threw the ball into the crowd.
You covered because it was a two-point game.
Two-point game.
Yeah.
Next, first free throw in, second one missed, push.
Did you have the Trailblazers too?
No.
Because it was -1.5, and I was looking at it. I was like, I should just do -120 straight up. And I was like, nah, I'll take -1.5. Fuck it. I don't want to pay the extra juice. They won with a buzzer beater by one.
Oh.
So this is why you don't bet.
I have
this is all just Sunday night we're talking
about.
Yeah,
I have another little Sunday night action.
Did you have USC Stanford?
No, Iowa versus Maryland.
Oh, I had Iowa.
First half line,
yeah,
Iowa.
Okay.
First half line, Iowa, +4. They're down one with about 30 seconds left. My man Fran McCaffrey gets a double technical.
Double technical, yeah. Yeah, and the wheel just came off.
Double technical. Yeah. They shot 4 fucking free throws and got the ball. The half was over. They ended up pushing that one too. So, Julie,
don't do it. Don't do it.
The fact that I know,
I love
like,
how
this
much
is literally
you can
all
count
just
these
late
games
Sunday
so well.
Night. Like we don't even need, we're not even getting into Saturday.
Fran McCaffrey with a double technical.
And I had like, Iowa +7.5.
Yeah, they got crushed in the second half.
Crushed. Wheels came off.
That don't distraction bet. Over.
But go so to if you do bet, go to my bookie.
Yeah, go to my bookie. Know everything that's going on. Go to my bookie.
Yeah, go to my bookie.
The Golden Globes were last night. I didn't really pay attention to it too much, but this Blanco wore a red dress when everybody's supposed to be wearing black to prove that Hollywood's like against like sexual harassment, all this stuff. First of all, and people are mad. People are shaming her, and now people are mad. You can't shame her. Blanco, don't change a thing about it, including your name, Blanco. Like, what?
Yeah,
are you
I thought it was spelled wrong. I thought it was like Bianca Blanco, no. But it's Blanca Blanco.
When
what's
you're,
she do? Do we know?
Just hot. And just like, hot. If your name is Blanca
is she,
Blanco,
was she someone's date or was she like invited?
Just show up.
Who is Blanca Blanco?
She's an actress.
What, who was she invited or was she like a
I
date?
I think you have to be invited.
Yeah, no, I know, but if she was someone's date.
Although you don't really have to be invited if you show up in that dress.
No. She was there last year.
And what's she an actress of?
Some actress.
Doesn't matter.
What do you think of wearing red? Would you like? Would you
pull a black tie?
You have to be
first
very
of all,
confident.
I think that either she didn't even like didn't think
she didn't read the invite.
Didn't read the
you
memo.
You had to know that was happening.
I didn't think everyone was going to be wearing black. I would have 100% worn black. I'm really glad they did that whole thing. Also, her now.
What is that proof?
It's a showing solidarity against sexual harassment. Like, I should have worn black today here, you know, just as like.
Whoa.
That would have been nice. Yeah.
Against, look at me. You know,
yeah, there. You're wearing black.
Me too.
Against sexual harassment.
Everybody against sexual harassment. Like, do you have to wear
I mean,
black?
The people that are for
I'm
sexual
wearing,
harassment
well,
would
no,
be like
no, you
those
aren't because you're wearing blue.
Yeah, so guess no. So.
Guess not.
But I
didn't
think
even realize it did that today.
Blanco took advantage of a personal opportunity for us to talk about her and to get out there. Because, like, I mean, the dress was fucking hot.
Hot.
Very hot.
I mean, well, let me put this way. Like, Susan Sarandon doesn't need to, like, make a name for herself. She can wear, like, fucking black. When you're Blanco, yep. And you want people talking about you, like,
this
what do you fucking
this is a perfect
shit?
Opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
She owned, it. But then I would say she would receive backlash for it. Because it's like, hey, come on, we're all in this together. You're now standing out. Kind of makes you look like the girl that's like not with the other girls.
Yeah, but that seems like then it's like you're shaming her for being like super hot and being a Blanca.
I'm not
Blanca.
Shaming anyone, but like, I think that's why
like,
she might
like
be getting a bit
of ribbon. Gotta wear the ribbon.
Yeah.
Gotta go black.
Yeah.
On the
The other big thing is people are saying Oprah may be the next president. If she ran, I would say she'd win like in a landslide.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because
I think everyone would confirm that.
Oh, I mean, shit. It's our whole fucking America's fucked up.
Yeah.
We just love celebrities.
Yeah.
Frankie.
We do love celebrities.
Do you have our play sheet, the sheet from the radio show? Because I gotta read these next tweets. What are you laughing at? Oh yeah, Frankie. So we did.
So good.
Frankie right now is the toast of the internet because we talked about obviously all the KFC drama and his radio music selections were something to behold. Two tweets that caught my attention, both from my guys, both absolutely in my mind spectacular tweets over the weekend. First, you had Johnny Manziel. He trolled the Browns. He basically said, "Well." Do we not have the actual wording of the tweet on the sheet?
I couldn't find the tweet, so I don't know if it even exists.
No, they did.
Is it Instagram?
Oh, it's Instagram. Excuse me. So yeah. It's an Instagram post. Same with Brady. It was 0-16 season, and then like when something to the effect when you think things can't get worse, he's doing the money sign in the Browns. So congratulating the Browns on the season. Then Tom Brady this morning. You read the Brady tweet. Instagram.
This is a classic.
I use tweet and Instagram interchangeably.
You said the email, and I spent. Like 5 minutes looking for Johnny Manziel's tweet, and Tom Brady doesn't have a Twitter account.
No, so I use Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all interchangeably. So Tom Brady, a picture in a Fog Bowl game versus the Falcons of the Super Bowl, actually, says, fate whispers to the warrior, you cannot withstand the storm. The warrior whispers back, I am the storm.
Ooh.
It's pretty tough to top that one.
That tweet from Tom Brady heading into the Super Bowl is the most intimidating, awe-inspiring, like, thing. I wish we didn't have a bye week this week. Like, I want to go out, and I want to play, and I want to get in the mud, and I want to go for the Super Bowl. I need to play football based on that.
I mean, it's pretty fucking
good.
It's tough to top that one.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Let me read this again. Fate whispers to the warrior, you cannot withstand the storm. The warrior whispers back, I am the storm. We have I Am the Storm t-shirts now on sale, by the way, for all you Patriot fans out there.
Is that real?
What?
You have the t-shirts?
Welcome to Barstool, yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
how we
quick.
Move. That is, we move quick, quick we move quick. Fast when we have those.
But the answer things. Is the Tom Brady one. Because yeah. I think Johnny Manziel, like, I don't know if he really has
like
a
he
spot
congratulated
to, like,
them?
Poke at the
he
Browns.
Fun. I thought it was going to be he was going to play football obviously. In Canada.
Yeah, but like.
By the way, I think we got to get up there. Canada.
If they play, if he's on the team.
He yeah. can't really poke at the Browns when he's part of the reason why the Browns.
He's not part of the reason, though.
He's
I mean,
reason.
They wasted a first-round draft pick.
He's
I mean,
part of the downfall.
He's definitely has a piece in it.
Oh, very tiny. I mean, that shirt.
He's a first-round draft pick, and he didn't, like, he was busy, you know, partying and clubbing.
But the Browns were horrific long before he showed up.
Oh, I know
yeah,
that,
yeah,
but he
just,
didn't help the cause.
Yeah, he didn't help, but he continued
well, no.
it.
Right. But
he didn't cause it. He's not,
he didn't, he's not the cause of it, but he's definitely part of it.
We have a new guy who's
he's
asked.
Not part of the solution, that's all.
Ooh, I like this guy. This guy's ass. Is halfway to the moon. I don't hate it, but we may have to get this big man something other than a stool. Like, whoever put this guy on that stool is putting him in a position
that was
to
a
fail.
Mean move, yeah.
Like, how about getting that guy a chair with a back?
A chair for you.
Holy moly, that ass! I don't know if we can. I don't care. I don't hate it. There's nothing he can do. But that is like, that's like putting Glenny Balls on a stool. Like, shit's gonna happen.
Is this your first day? Okay, got it. I was going to say,
because I mean,
like
guy.
His first day, he probably got in the elevator like, just hope I don't catch Dave's attention for something
I mean,
and then his ass is just hanging out in the middle of the
my eye. Wow. Wow. Last one. This is a pretty cool video.
He's the ass man.
Ass man. Yeah. By the way, he's trying to correct it, but there's nothing he can do as long
no.
as he's on that stool.
No, that stool is not built for you.
This Georgia fan surprises his dad. I feel like this is very ass. I mean, it happens, but... SEC football is kind of like nothing else.
Tell us what it says.
Yeah, what did it say? Are you in? Are you in?
So his dad just cries, gets it ready for the game tonight. And then obviously, like, the moments when the dog shows up and he's wearing, like, the Georgia. Like, I know it's not possible, but the Georgia dog, like, and I'm talking the Astro dog, like, he knows they're playing tonight. He knew the dad was going to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I love too, everyone in Georgia having a bulldog that looks like the Georgia. Yeah. Like, that makes you a true fan. You have to have the exact mascot as your pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to bet on Georgia because of that, right?
It's a big moment.
Yeah, and guy's going to be there. So.
Yep.
Do we have one more?
No.
Because I have an extra one.
Oh.
Clem was working on it when we got up, but did you see the Better Business Bureau gave the big baller brand an F?
Yeah.
And there was a complaint that I called up asking for my shoes, and the person told me that I'm just a small baller.
Honestly, that's the perfect, like, if you are calling customer service, you're a small baller.
Piss off calling, like, customers being like, sorry, you're a small baller.
But honestly, that's like, if you complain, like, about Lil's, like,
yeah, Kevin got size 14 shoes sent to him.
If you complain about that shit, you are a small baller. Like,
small baller.
Hey, you forgot to bring me, like, oh, it's, you're a small baller.
Small baller,
anybody worries
I can
about,
see,
like,
I can see Barstool doing that kind
totally,
of stuff.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean,
that was how our customer service used to be.
Yeah.
Totally. It was like, you'll get your shirt when you get your shirt.
Yeah. And I think to a degree, or if we respond, that's like a win. Yeah. I always used to do that. People like, you're not reading. I'm not reading in this. It's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And just like, see you later. So small ball brand. That's it. Obviously, post show, the big news of the weekend was the KFC drama, which was everywhere. And it's a touchy subject, clearly, because there's so much going on with it. Kevin was on the radio, so there'll be a best of, and he went pretty detailed,
did
emotional.
Did you do a full 2 hours on it?
Full 2 hours. Lots of calls, lots of tears. It was not the greatest.
It's good to just get it out there, I guess.
I mean, it's out there. That's what Dan and I talked about,
which
I mentioned. It's like, the whole thing sucks, but it's surreal. Like, when I first saw it, it was on New York Post. I thought it was Photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, someone sent me, like, a Photoshop. The fact that, now, whether it's people don't like us and they see it as an opportunity to, like, take a shot at us, or we've risen to the point where, like, yeah, no, that's front page news. Crazy. Crazy news cycle over the weekend.
I think it's good that, like, you guys talked about it and, like, do it and wrap a bow on it, boom.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. I mean, it'll be
no, it will linger. But, yeah, I mean, it is crazy.
Rather
that
than
we're,
just kind of ignore that it happened.
Yeah, we're at a point and grown to a point where people actually, like, tabloids actually talk about us like that. So it's wild.
That's the rundown.
Weekend.
We'll be watching this tonight. And Julie, you'll be on for the at least foreseeable future here for the rundown.
2 weeks suspension he got?
2 weeks suspension.
That's longer than a couple ESPN people.
You know what it is? It's not even so much a suspension.
That's longer than Britt McHenry's suspension.
Oh.
It's not even so much a suspension. It's like a little, it's so raw and real. It's like our subjects are so, you know, off the wall and lighthearted. It's hard to, like, do that with all the other shit going on is how I do it. So.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Watch the game tonight.
Okay.